This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden held his first news conference of his administration Thursday and pushed back against suggestions his administration is responsible for a surge of immigrants at the southern border with Mexico. The president said it's an annual seasonal spike and issues in their home nations push repeatedly on immigration. Biden said his administration's expelling the vast majority of those trying to enter, with a big exception, children. The president says the U.S. will move quickly to move hundreds of them out of cramped detention facilities, where he says conditions are unacceptable. North Korea's state news agency confirming on Friday that it had launched a newly developed type of tactical guided projectile the day earlier, Thursday. The announcement came as the United States condemned the launch and warned of a threat to international peace and security. The launches, which were Pyongyang's first ballistic missile test in nearly a year, underscored steady progress in its weapons program amidst all denuclearization talks with the United States. Final election results showed Israel is in political deadlock once again, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his opponents falling short of a governing majority. The Election Commission says, with 100% of votes counted, that Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party and his natural allies won 52 seats in the 120-seat Knesset, Israel's parliament. If no one is able to assemble 61-seat majority in weeks of negotiations, then Israel will go to elections for a fifth time in roughly 2 years. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Cleanup in New South Wales continues after days of flooding and heavy rain finally ended in Australia's most populous state. Aerial footage on Friday showed surfboards, tires, debris floating near submerged properties as floodwaters remain high. The extreme weather has affected 40% of the population. 2,000 people remain in rescue shelters. Many have only ruins to return to now. Conditions have eased over the last 2 days, but evacuation warnings remained on Friday for hundreds of low-lying properties along the coast in South Wales as rivers stayed above the danger levels. Officials in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas raised the death toll from February's winter storm and blackouts to at least 111 people. That's nearly double the state's initial tally, following one of the worst power outages in U.S. history. Texas officials say most of the deaths are associated with hypothermia. Many homes went without power or drinkable water for days after sub-freezing temperatures. Failing power plants and record demand for heat pushed the state's electric power grid to the breaking point. The first batch of COVID-19 vaccines arrived in South Sudan's Juba International Airport Thursday. The 132,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine will be offered first to healthcare workers, including doctors and nurses, along with other vulnerable groups, free of charge. Confidence in the AstraZeneca vaccine had plunged across Europe after recent reports that a small number of recipients had developed unusual blood clots amid a coronavirus wave on the continent. In Africa, more than 15 countries have received COVID-19 vaccines in recent weeks. As Mexico approaches 200,000 confirmed deaths from COVID-19, President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador is preparing to call out more military, state, and local personnel to spur the vaccination effort as more doses arrive. Lopez Obrador said he views it as a race against time to get all people over 60 vaccinated with at least one dose by the end of April before a possible third wave hits. The Mexican government has been widely using two Chinese-made vaccines while releasing absolutely no information on their effectiveness, which could encourage widespread skepticism. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting via remote. VOA News.